B-Pod Studios.
Do you know what date it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Only Wednesday?
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. So, turn the calendar.
Oh, yeah.
July 1st. Here we go.
Rabbit.
I said that first thing this morning.
Did you?
Rabbit.
There you have it. What does that mean, by the way?
I don't know. It's just supposed to be good luck.
Oh, is it? Every month?
Yeah. On the 1st. The first thing you say should be rabbit.
Really?
Yeah,
see,
but
I know you said that every month.
I know.
Like,
it's not
sure. Hasn't
it worked
hasn't
yet. It's not testing well.
Did you say it in January? Because that one would have helped. Maybe you forgot. Angel is the centerfold. We just played that by Jay Giles.
Yeah.
Centerfold turns 53 today.
Oh, which one?
She was in Baywatch.
Pamela Anderson is
Pamela
only 53.
What do you mean only 50?
She looks so, girls,
really?
Ladies, women.
Is that a cautionary tale?
Don't mess with your face.
Brian, can you take a look at Pamela
you
Anderson.
Have to look up Pam Anderson.
I mean, watch out.
Already on it, Bob.
NFSW.
I don't want to be, I'm not being mean, but yeah. I'm just saying that you really should stay away from plastic surgery.
And dating Kid Rock at any point.
That
yes,
can't help you
that
either.
Too.
It's rough.
On the other hand, Olivia de Havilland is 104. Oh, she looks fabulous.
Olivia
but
de Havilland.
Pamela Anderson. Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, wait a minute.
That show hurt my self-esteem.
How'd she look, Brian?
That's not her.
Let's
now.
Take a look.
Not her now.
Oh, that's not bad.
That is so. You know how well lit she is? She's like a fireworks display.
About as lit as you're going to be this weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
But hey, that's okay. Anywho, so it is the 1st of July. Thunderstorms today, high 72. And down to 64 tonight. Tomorrow, sun and 84.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be the pick of the week,
it
as
is.
Bob Bronson would
it's
say.
The
pick
of the
week.
Hey, would you like to hear the 4th of July weather?
Yeah.
Partly cloudy. Partly cloudy and 71. Just not enough.
Not enough for those pool parties and
no.
stuff. The kids won't mind because they're crazy
they
and they go
care.
On the pool.
They're
but, you know,
in.
The moms will be like, no, thanks, honey. I'm not going to get my hair wet.
Yeah.
That's the kind of weather it is.
That, well, there you have it. There's another.
Just the dads have to go in the pool.
Yep.
Yeah, great.
How did we do yesterday with the Million Dollar Song Scramble?
Well.
Ooh.
Oh, look at that. Patricia Garcia from Chelsea had 4 out of 5 right.
Stop it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
That was in the 5 o'clock hour. So if you're listening at 5 and you heard what Patricia Garcia knew, you got 4 out of 5. We're going to give you a chance to do it just before 8 o'clock.
That's 7:55.
Yeah. I know. That's tough.
I wonder what her
we have the list in, and we're saying,
I know.
Wow, I don't really know.
I don't hear it.
Are you sure? Okay. Anyway, so if you're listening at 5 yesterday, be listening at 7:55 because you got 4 right. All you need is one more. You give you $1,000. Then you're in the running for a chance at $1 million.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or at WROR.com.
Hey, starting tomorrow at noon, we're cracking open 6 packs of more free music every day at
really?
Noon. Here's how it works. Each hour features 6 songs in a row from a specific year from the 80s.
Wow.
It's powered by Miller Lite, the original light beer.
Nice.
That's fun. So you celebrate the 80s all weekend.
Cool.
Starting tomorrow at noon because as far as we're concerned, that's the start of the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Noon tomorrow.
Tonight, maybe. Yeah.
Can you wait? Can you wait just until noon
right.
tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm already anyway. Planning on mailing it in.
All right, so.
Good to know.
Oh, boy. I see she's got her. She's already licked her stamp. Saw that. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
Make sure no matter what you do this weekend, let us be the soundtrack to your party.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Whether you're home
we're
or.
Fun.
We're fun. You could be cruising around in a sexy convertible like LBF's.
Sexy.
No. I'm trying to sell this.
Wow.
Bit here. Work with me. Okay. Miller Lite's a sponsor.
If
they,
you say sexy.
They want to think they bought a sexy station.
I love Miller Lite.
All right.
Nice
that's better.
Now the ROR Morning.
Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, and it's brought to you by Macy's 4th of July sale with great specials like the summer essentials you need. Get home updates like towels and pillows. Plus, don't miss Star Money Bonus Days going on now through Sunday at Macy's. LBF, what's cool?
What knocked Jurassic Park out of the park when it comes to being number one at the theater?
It's crazy.
Even though there's no theater. Yeah. It's drive-in theater.
It's a drive-in. Okay, it's number one.
Yeah, it's a little throwback. But I'm really surprised it's knocked
it
out.
Okay, well, we'll see. All right, Brian Bell?
Cool thing that's opening again today, if you're looking for something to do.
All right. I'm going to let LBF pick.
What? I forget what it was.
Yeah, okay.
LBF, I'm going to pick what?
I'm going to give you a quick pick on what you'd like me to tell you. The 20 kinkiest names for people, and I'll tell you why. Or the Jewish Talmud is very strict about banning extramarital sex, but also enforcing marital sex. Which one would you like to hear?
Can't we do both, Bob? I'll give up my cool thing to hear those.
Okay. Which one? You pick.
I'll do the Talmud.
All right, I'll do that one. We'll save the other one for
in
later.
Honor of my friend Melissa.
Okay.
Okay, Melissa, I hope you're listening.
Oh, God.
Melissa Mayer Real Estate.
Okay. You're going to want that endorsement. Okay.
All right, what do you have?
Okay, so topping the weekend box office 4 years after its release and knocking Jurassic Park out of the number one spot, making an estimated $280,000 at drive-ins and movie theaters that are still open. I know, really.
Wow.
Any guesses?
It used to be $50 million. You said it's... Four years old. Oh, it's the Marvel movie?
No.
It's not Star a Marvel
Wars?
Movie?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Marvel...
The Star Wars?
No, it's not. Zootopia.
Zootopia.
You know what?
Wow.
It's like a, you
what
know,
is that?
That's a
Zootopia
fun movie.
Is a fun movie. It's with Jason Bateman as a sly fox.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name of the actress, but she was in He's just not that into you. And she plays a bunny who wants to be a police officer.
Yeah. Oh.
It's cute.
It's drive-in. It's for kids.
Yeah. It's for kids, but it's snarky enough that parents think it's fun.
Oh, those are the best.
Yeah, so you'd have a good time.
Two different movies.
And speaking of, this isn't your cool thing, speaking of things that are open.
What? Yeah.
No, drive-ins.
Drive-ins.
Yeah. Well, I know this because I actually just got tickets to the drive-in in Marshfield.
Right. Yarmouth. Their old drive-in from, like, that closed in the 80s is getting approval to reopen.
Oh,
so you probably could see Zootopia there sometime soon.
More places to see movies.
Okay. Right.
No, this cool thing is opening back up today.
Oh.
Quincy Market.
Oh, wow.
It's been closed down, and today the food colonnade and the bull market, which is all the push carts, they're all reopening. They're following all the guidelines, so, you know, that's... It's mostly outdoors anyway, and the market's kind of open on the inside, so you can kind of go through, get some clam chowder, get a lobster roll, get some ice cream.
You want the best news?
So 11 o'clock it opens today. What's that?
No tourists.
No, there's no tourists.
I do, it's yours.
That's right.
That's it. You right?
This
I know.
Is the time to explore down there.
They don't make
I know
good
it
news,
is.
But
it's
packed with tourists. But there's no tourists, and usually that's
that's very
what you're dealing with there. Okay, you picked it, LBF. The Jewish Talmud. This is just random trivia that you probably didn't know. Yeah, I think you're going to. The Jewish Talmud is very strict about banning extramarital sex, but also enforcing marital sex. Did you get that?
Enforcing it.
The Talmud even lays out a timetable.
A timetable?
For how often husbands should rejoice their wives.
God,
are you ready?
Rejoice
your wife. For men of independent means,
every time you buy your jewelry,
you're not ready for this. You are not ready for this. Every day they rejoice.
Every day.
For laborers.
Laborers?
Rest on the seventh day or anything?
No.
What do you mean? There's a hierarchy? Like if you're white collar, blue collar?
Yeah, exactly. For laborers, rejoice your wife twice a week.
You know
isn't that great? for
oh my god,
here we go. Oh, for ass drivers.
What?
People who you know have horses.
Are you serious?
Yes, yeah.
That,
yeah,
people I thought who are, that was in the kinky name category.
Or camel drivers.
Oh my god.
Yeah, for
yes.
ass drivers or camel
Bob
drivers.
Bob Bronson.
Yeah.
You're going to go
you?
In the corner.
Once in 30 once I'm sorry, that's once a week if you're a,
oh, so if you, oh,
if
so,
you're a camel driver or you drive an ass. And
oh my god.
And finally, for when I was a sailor, I could relate, once in 30 days.
A sailor?
For sailors.
What so once or, a, once a once yeah. a day for everybody else?
Yeah, rejoice every day. If you're of independent means.
Of your it.
Who okay. among us? Say that.
I mean, I don't know. I'm going to call my friend Melissa. Oh, my God. Ask but she's her. Probably busy.
Rejoicing.
She's going to kill me.
she's rejoicing, probably.
What is wrong?
Okay, there you go. It's not me. It's the Jewish Talmud. I'm just
okay, it's
it
you, though, Bob.
You're blinded by the light. Here we go. Blinded by the light. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, 630. LBF, you had some very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing yesterday. You were telling us at the store.
Yeah, I ventured out for the first time in since March. I went to an actual not grocery store.
What?
Yeah.
Since March?
Since March. I had to go. I had to get a chair.
Okay.
And so I was fine. Everyone's wearing masks. It's mandated and everything. But I was standing next to this woman, and she started coughing. And oh, my God.
Cool. Yeah.
So many emotions.
Mask on.
Mask on, thank goodness, yeah. But not the best. Mask on, but she just didn't cough into her elbow, just coughing.
Could you back off? You should back
away.
Yeah,
I wasn't close.
You gotta back
I wasn't
away.
Super close to her, but yeah. I was a moment where I was passing by.
Mm.
And I'm like, of all the rotten luck.
Of all the darn sneezing, wheezing.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not ready. There's a learning curve to the whole, like, aisle situation, because I was doing it wrong.
You were going up and
then
down,
there was another lady doing it wrong, and I wanted to go crazy, and I'm like, I gotta go home.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for this.
You go back home.
I'm not. I went home, I had myself some ice cream, and I was like, it's gonna be okay, it's gonna be okay, it's gonna be okay.
So hard to follow the arrows on the floor.
It Ooh. Is. I'm not looking at the floor, I'm looking at the chairs.
All right. All right. Stay home.
Thank you. We have so much in the dirty laundry today.
Oh,
I don't even know what to deal with first.
Oh, my God.
We have a death. We have a scandal. We have some mob-related stuff.
Wow.
Marital strife.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating rumors.
Oh, my God.
And that's, like, not just one family.
You need some extra strength detergent.
I need bleach. I need everything. It's filthy.
Extra rinse on that one.
Bag of lime.
Okay. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, she promises a big load. You got a big load to do, right, LBF, in the dirty laundry?
It is a very busy laundromat today, Bob.
It's dirty, too.
Yeah.
It's a dirty laundry pile. We got to get busy.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's discuss death first before I get to all the other good stuff, including cheating, mob hits, and more.
Wow. Dang.
All right. So I'm really upset about this. Carl Reiner died. I think everybody knows. He was 98 years old. He was, first of all, so funny. He had this documentary on HBO called If You're Not in the Obits, Eat Breakfast. And it's just about getting older and his career. And he was 98? He won. He was a producer, director, actor, a Grammy winner. He had about 70 years in showbiz. He got the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. His son is Rob Reiner. And he was BFFs with Mel Brooks. And they had this incredible relationship. And here's what Carl said about Mel.
If you have one good friend, you're lucky. And I have one good friend. I call him my best friend. My life is fuller because I've had Mel in my life. If he doesn't come over, I don't know what to do with myself.
And there was an interview with him, I think, on 60 Minutes or a CBS Sunday Morning with the two of them together. And they, like, it was the best little bromance ever.
Great.
You wanted to go hang out with them. It was like, and they're so funny. They met on your show of shows.
Your show of
shows. Sid Caesar. I've never seen that. It's like from it's
Sid Caesar. Wait, yeah.
But
50s probably.
He also directed The Jerk.
Yeah.
Did a lot of great things. I mean, it's just Dick Van Dyke Show, all this stuff.
98.
Very, very good life.
Say 98?
98 years old. And one of his last tweets was about his family, which is really nice. He was prolific on Twitter.
Yeah.
Nothing pleases me more than knowing that I've lived the best life possible by having met and marrying the gifted Estelle LaBost, who partnered with me in bringing Rob, Annie, and Lucas Reiner into this needy and evolving world. And that was June 27th.
Nice.
I love Carl Reiner. Let him be a lesson to all of us to be funny and to be grateful. All right. So let's discuss the mob hit before we get to the affair.
Jeez. Okay.
All right. Real House of New Jersey star Dina Manzo, Carolyn Manzo's sister. She was on like season one.
She was the blonde.
She was the blonde. Yep. She had the hairless cats. You know, those sphinx, is that what they are? Anyway, her ex-husband, who is partners with Carolyn Manzo's husband, and they own a function hall slash restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Brownstone.
Brownstone.
Right.
Look, that's why, Bob, I really like you.
Well, I was working in Jersey.
I know, but also, in Franklin Lakes.
Yeah.
The ex-husband was arrested and accused of attempting to assault her current husband, David Canton.
When did this happen? Because I remember she got beat up.
She got beat up.
Yeah.
I don't know when it happened.
So that was the incident?
He was arrested on attempting, so I don't know what happened there.
Okay.
Thomas Manzo was indicted on charges that he conspired and committed an act of violence in the aid of racketeering. He says he's innocent. It was with the Lucchese family. So it was like a
Lucchese cousin
or whatever.
Around.
And they gave...
That's throwback to Lucky Luciano.
Yes.
And
Thomas Manzo apparently gave him a wicked good deal on his wedding at the Brownstones if he would rough up the new husband. It's amazing.
Oh,
I love
God.
New Jersey. It's why I married a guy from New Jersey.
Yeah, you did.
I have to admit, it kind of turned me on.
He's
not part of the Lucchese family.
No.
But fun fact, if you want to know, not about Dave.
Yeah.
The Manzos, Thomas Manzo's dad and the father-in-law who created the Brownstone, was found in like the trunk of a car. There was a whole episode dedicated to, it wasn't mob-related. I'm like, okay, pull this leg and it plays Jingle Bells.
Horrible trunk accident.
Yes, exactly.
This was no trunk accident.
So anyway, that's dishy.
Wow.
And finally,
you
a fan of the Da Vinci Code?
Well, the book, right?
Yeah. Dan Brown.
Dan Brown.
From New Hampshire. Kind of quiet guy. It's the quiet ones you got to be careful of.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The ex-wife of Da Vinci Code author Dan Brown has filed a lawsuit alleging that Brown, who's known for writing conspiracy theories, led a double life during their marriage that included a tryst with a Dutch horse trainer and other affairs. Of course it's a Dutch horse trainer. What would you expect?
Mm-hmm.
Blythe Brown also claimed credit for inspiring his work. And he alleged that Brown hid scores of future projects worth millions from her, including a television series as well as a children's book due out in September. So he swindled her out of money, being like, just sign this. We'll get a divorce. It'll be fine. Too bad. 21 years of marriage. Who cares? Meanwhile, he was stripping the horse trainer. And he was stripping her out of money.
Okay. Well.
She's like, I'm a strunz. What am I doing here? That's Italian and Jewish.
Is he in the trunk?
So that's dishy, and I'm here for all of it because that's my kind of scandal.
You know what I like about this?
Double lives.
It had everything, but you held back the big one on Will Smith and Jada.
Well, I kind of saved it for 7:45.
Okay.
I just had too much affair.
Too much.
It's like too many people sleeping with too many people.
Yeah, there's too much.
That's Hotel 6 laundry.
Yeah, you don't want that. That is an oversized load. Can't have any oversized loads. No. All right.
Wow.
Thank you, LBF.
Thanks, Bob.
Thunderstorms today.
Good Lord.
And a high of 72. Down to 64 tonight. And 84. A beautiful day tomorrow. 84. What?
I'm just. Yeah. I have to speak to you.
Why? Did I miss something?
Play
Queen.
Nope.
Okay.
Play Queen.
Okay. Play Queen.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. You know what time it is.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits.
Hey.
Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Thank you, Johnny Bell. Yes, you remember Match Game from back in the day?
Yes, I do.
All right, good.
We can't legally use that name.
So it's Match Wits with Nitwits. Still waiting for approval on that. But we're going to go with it.
Okay.
All right, so here's how it works. Just like the old game. But you just tell us what we're thinking at LBF today. It's you. All right?
So okay.
You get to match wits with LBF.
I'm the nitwit.
Yes, you are today. So here is the phrase we're looking to match up. You ready? It is Patriotic Patty says, "It's not the 4th of July until I get a good blank." Okay?
Oh my God.
Patriotic Patty.
Okay.
All right, Johnny Bell, how do they play?
Just call 888-410-1057. Fill in that blank.
What do you get, Johnny, for the winner?
A limited edition WROR t-shirt.
There we go.
Your choice of sizes.
Okay, LBF, have you written down your response?
Yes.
The phrase again, Patriotic Patty says, "It's not the 4th of July until I get a good blank."
Okay. All right.
Let's have some fun with that. I think we will. You're matching wits with nitwits. First person to match LBF gets that prize. 888-410-1057. Keep it kind of clean.
Kind of?
Kind of.
Too late, Bob.
Okay. Here we go. 105.7 WROR. It's the summer of nonstop music. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, and we're playing Match Wits.
Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
All right, your idea here. Thank you, Johnny Bell. You have to match what LBF has written down to this phrase. Let's hear the phrase, LBF.
Patriotic Patty says, "It's not the 4th of July until I get a good blank."
Okay, let's start. We're having fun today. This is good.
You're having a lot of fun. There's something wrong with you, Bob Bronson.
Here we go. What's your answer?
Bang.
A good bang. LBF, that's the easy one. Is that what you wrote?
Good one. But no.
Cutie. All right, let's match wits with LBF. What's your answer?
A big bang.
A big bang. Popular answer. Not it.
And not wrong, but not right either.
All right. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
It's Joe.
Joe, let's match wits. What's your answer?
Wiener.
Oh!
See what you did there.
See what you did there.
Come on.
Nice try. All right, Lisa, what's your answer?
A good bang.
A good bang.
You people are sick.
There's a lot of banging going on.
Well, it is 4th of July.
All right, ROR, good morning. Is this Patricia?
This is Patricia. This is Patty. How are you?
This is Patriotic Patty.
Patriotic Patty.
All right, what's your answer, Patriotic Patty?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, my answer would be, and so I can't wait to get that old neighborhood hot dog in my mouth.
Wow, Patty.
You know what?
I love old neighborhood hot dogs. They're the best.
She says hot dogs, LBF.
Nope.
No. Thank you, Patty.
That's a different Patty.
Yeah, really.
That was not Patriotic Patty at all.
No.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right. Never apologize.
Right. That was fun. Okay. Bye.
Wow, so that wasn't Patriotic Patty, but close enough.
Close enough.
She likes those old neighborhood hot dogs.
She's fun. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, here is the phrase. Got to match wits with LBF. Here, go again, LBF.
Okay, Patriotic Patty says, "It's not the 4th of July until I get a good blank.
Blank. All right. So let's take bang out of it because everyone.
Yeah, because everyone's
that's
sick.
The easy answer, right? 888-410.
I'm a lady.
No.
And a nitwit.
Let's play Match Wits.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Thank you, Johnny Bell. He does a good job of that. He's all in. I love it. Love it. I got a long microphone here. It's like Gene Ayburn.
Not
Ayburn
to brag.
Oh, my God. I am going to turn this show around.
But, you know, Gene Rayburn had a long...
I get it. You know, I get it.
Let's match wits with nitwits. All right, here we go, LBF. Go ahead and read that sentence.
Oh, that sentence? Let me read it for you,
one
shall
more time.
We? Patriotic Patty says it's not the 4th of July until I get a good blank.
Okay, Chrissy, let's match wits.
Grand finale?
Do you get a grand finale?
like how you think.
It goes back. That's the Big Bang Theory.
Right, exactly. Right. But no.
No. Sorry.
Aw, man.
Christy.
That's a good one.
All right. Rich, go ahead. Let's see if you can match wits. Rich, what's your answer?
A foot long.
A foot long. Show me. No.
I'm speechless, Rich.
Well,
no.
There you go.
Bye, Rich. All right. Let's say hi to Terry. Go ahead and match wits, Terry, till you get a good.
Buzz on.
You know what? That is very on brand, and I wish I'd thought of it.
Yeah,
but
not today.
No, not today.
Not today.
Thanks.
Bye.
Happy 4th.
ROR, good morning. What's the answer?
Burger.
A big burger. That's my kind of 4th.
Yeah, yeah, that's like good, that, but it's not right.
Not right. ROR, good morning. What's your answer?
Good morning. Sausage.
LBF, show me sausage.
Sausage.
Hey, congratulations. Any kind of sausage, LBF?
Well,
you prefer?
I like spicy
Patty.
Italian.
Spicy Italian.
You know, with the red peppers. It's like it reminds you of being in a fun way, and it's nice, and it's yummy.
Nice.
It's a little elevated.
Okay.
It's better than a hot dog.
There it is. Patriotic Patty.
I've been
what's
forced
your name?
Into this.
What's your name?
My name's Angelo. That's right.
Angelo, listen to Johnny Bell. Here's what you got for matching wits.
A WROR t-shirt, Angelo.
I'll take it. Thank you.
All right, Angelo. Okay. Now it comes in small, medium, large XL.
I'm just the XL type of a guy.
That a boy. Hang on, Angelo. There's Angelo. Good job. A sausage.
I'm just thinking about when I lost my dignity. Was it like recently or years and years ago?
About a year ago. Just about a year ago.
About a year ago. Okay, yep, good. All right.
You know what? July 3rd, 2019.
Yep, there it went.
Should have seen it go.
R.I.P. Right. Dignity.
Here we go. What do you have?
Well, speaking of dignity, I don't know how dignified it is to say to your wife, yeah, you can have an affair. That's fine. No problem.
Yeah.
But it happened to one of our favorite people.
Really?
And couples.
With permission granted.
Yes.
Wow. All right. That's coming up.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles, or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, fuzz buttles, snicker bombs, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers?
No, I don't.
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, whisker do's, whisker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
None. Wow. It's our man Joe Dirt right there.
Yeah.
Public service announcement. No fireworks allowed. None of those. That you
none
just
of
heard.
Those.
Can't even repeat those.
Yeah, I can't. I was like, one of them popped in my head. I'm like, I can't say that,
no,
right?
No, you can't say that now. Okay. You ready to do some laundry coming up?
I sure am.
Would you call it a big load or a size?
I would say that I'm very busy, Bob.
Okay, it's a big load then. Good. All right, that's coming up next. Okay, let's get into the laundry, LBF.
Okay.
All right.
Well, here's the thing. It's all about people cheating on each other.
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay. I'm kind of fascinated by this because, first of all, one involves an author. Another's just a mob hit. It's not necessarily cheating. But first, it's about Will Smith and his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. Mm. Pinkett Smith. Mm. So the singer, August Alsina.
August Alsina.
Yes.
Okay.
His hit was I Love That Blank.
Okay.
Fill it in.
Is this match wit still?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Claims he had a love affair with Jada Pinkett Smith after her husband, Will Smith, allegedly gave the relationship his blessing. Wow. Now, reps for Pinkett already are like, not true, but I don't believe it. He apparently said he was on he said, I sat down with Will and had a conversation due to the transformation from their marriage to life partnership, and he gave me his blessing.
He gave me his blessing.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's an interesting conversation.
How do you have that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, here's what happened, you guys.
Yeah.
Alsina, who is 27, was introduced to Jada Pinkett, who's now 48, in 2015 by her son, Jaden. Mm. So he was friends with Jaden. I mean, Stacy's mom has got it going on situation. And then they became
Stacy's
very
dad,
close.
Didn't say
here's
okay.
Here's the thing. I don't know. He says the two became very close, even vacationing with the family in Hawaii in 2016 and attending the 2017 BET Awards together.
Right.
And you had said that you
LBF.
Saw lots of pictures of Jada and this guy
yeah,
together.
Yeah, they're together. Crack this open. Why is this happening?
Well,
how
here's
is
what
Will,
happened, Bob.
What's this
I listen
open...
to all these podcasts, weird yeah. podcasts, and one of them is about... Where should we begin? It's about marriage. Mm. It's weird. But oftentimes... You'll be listening to this podcast, and it's like, well, we have an open marriage. And I'm always like, what? I have to pull over. And I'm like, then this is why you're in couples therapy. And so people have open marriages, Bob.
Yeah.
They have. Isn't that crazy? I don't even like to share my food.
No. with your husband.
I don't even, I just, it's like.
I love that conversation. August comes to the house. I'll see you in September, dude. Get the hell
One
out of
One would
house.
Say that they're that the Smiths are evolved and they realize that they're not
evolved.
Compatible.
They're evolved.
What did I say?
I thought you said involved.
No, they're evolved with other people, but they're evolved together. Evolved so that they like have a partnership okay. now, but it's not a romantic one, and then they need to find that someplace else. Mm.
Okay,
that's not my jam.
That means Will's finding, you know. Maybe
well, he could be. People's on. Lives, though you, like, that's the
maybe
thing.
August is seeing June.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
No? Fine.
No, maybe
Move
May.
On. Next. could be April.
I don't know. I just think that people have, like, the Smiths are this couple that everyone adores and thinks is perfect. And it's never quite perfect, is it? Speaking of perfect.
All right.
Author Dan Brown, Da Vinci Code, total nerd, lives up in New Hampshire. Not so much anymore. His ex-wife claims that he led a double life during their 21-year marriage that included a tryst, and this is my favorite part, with a Dutch horse trainer and other affairs. And
he likes a plot twist.
He does like a plot twist.
He likes going Dutch, apparently.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's good.
Now, that's a good joke, Bob.
hey now. Wow. Whoa. You know, mine's volume. You get volume with
all
me.
All right, okay. Anyway, he hid all of his projects from his wife of 21 years, then had her, like, sign this divorce thing. Mm. Like, let's just split up and we'll split a halvesies, Dutch. And then he went on to make millions from a children's book and a series. And she's like, no, sir, no.
No.
And also, the Dutch trainer, the wife had hired to train the
another
horses.
Another plot twist.
Yes, and then he started.
Listen, is the Dutch trainer attractive?
I'm sure she's not a dog.
Well, no. But I mean, that's why, like you've always said, don't hire the hot nanny.
No, I don't. I mean.
Isn't that right?
I don't think I've said it. I think my friends have said it. Anyway, and then finally, I just want to mention that Dina Manzo from Real Housewives of New Jersey, she was in the first couple of seasons. She's Carolyn Manzo's sister. Her ex-husband, who co-owns the Brownstone, you have to watch Real Housewives to get all this stuff, hired a member of the Lucchese family to beat up Lucchese family to beat up Dina's husband.
Look at that.
And you know what he got in return?
What's
a
that?
Deeply discounted wedding at the Brownstone.
That
and that's my favorite part of the story.
It's an expensive place.
It is. I'll
just say.
I break some
get
news
a better
for
deal
that.
On that.
Yeah. Oh. Are the scallops wrapped in bacon free? I'll do it. Where's he live?
Throw in some apps.
Yeah, I don't like to share
all
my
right.
food.
All right, stop. We got to move on.
Don't we?
We got $1 million scramble to unscramble next. 80s
and BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right, let's play Super Smart. Brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's go to Nashua. Say good morning to Lisa. Hi, good morning, Lisa.
Hi.
Hey, you ready to play Super Smart?
I am.
Lisa, tell us a little bit about yourself there in Nashua.
I live in Nashua with my two kids, my two dogs, and my boyfriend, and I play this every morning, and I kill it in the car, so I'm really hoping I kill it today.
All right.
Woo. Should I tell her what just happened with me?
Well, now you have to.
Okay. Lisa, I'm not trying to put any pressure on you, but I think I just got all these right.
And let me tell you, Lisa, that is rare.
Great, thanks. So, no pressure.
You know how easy it is. Then. Yeah. All right, here's how it works. Get 10 right. LBF will drive to Nashua and give you $1,000. Okay?
Awesome.
Yeah, pretty good.
All righty.
Wherever you want to meet her. And if you're not sure, you say pass, okay?
All righty.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
What's 12 plus 6?
18.
Which NBA team plays its home games at Madison Square Garden?
The Knicks.
Who is married to Will Smith?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
What do we usually set off for the 4th of July?
Fireworks.
Who was the first explorer to circumnavigate the globe?
Oh, Magellan?
How many sides does a decagon have?
Decagon. Pass.
Holden Caulfield is the narrator in this novel.
Pass.
Who is Carl Reiner's best friend?
Pass.
What is the common name for hydrogen hydroxide?
I don't know. Pass.
How many U.S. states have names which are only 4 letters long?
4.
How many sides does a decagon have?
10.
Holden Caulfield is the narrator in this novel. Oh, you on fire.
You got 6 right, Lisa.
That was good.
Yeah, you were rolling, though. You got the first 5 right, and LBF had that look like she was driving an Asher.
I know, I did have that look.
All right. Here's what you missed.
Holden Caulfield is the narrator of Catcher in the Rye. We were all supposed to read that in high school. But
it's a great book.
No judgment. Book. Every guy thinks that's a great book, and every girl's like, ugh.
Are you serious?
I'm kind of serious.
Well, Lisa, you disagree, don't you?
I do.
Did you read that book?
No.
Disagrees with me.
Bye.
See? Carl Reiner's best friend is Mel Brooks, or was, is the common name for, what is the common name for hydrogen hydroxide? Water.
Water.
And close. Oh. How many U.S. states have names which are only 4 letters long? 3. Iowa, Ohio, and Utah.
There you go, Lisa.
But you did a great job.
Yeah. Hey,
thanks.
Lisa, you have kids, right? How old are they?
I do. 16 and 12.
Well, how about this? A 4-pack of tickets to Zoo New England. You get back to nature, discover incredible wildlife at Franklin Park Zoo and Stone Zoo. Both zoos are now open. Advance tickets are required for all guests. Tickets are timed. Reserve yours today at zoonewengland.org. We got some for you right there. Okay, Lisa? Enjoy that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for playing, okay?
Thank you.
There you go. She got 6 out of 10. If you want to play, sign up at WROR.com.
Yes, WROR.com. And you can also take the quiz. It's multiple choice. Learn a little something. I don't know, right?
Why not?
Learn. Sounds well, like fun.
Good sell. Good sell.
It's summer, good. So I feel like I don't want people to feel pressure to learn.
Good sell. Okay.
Anything.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Tell you what, don't forget, coming up at 9:15, the ROR Summer of Nonstop Music continues. That's 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
Nonstop.
Really?
Don't even try to stop us.
Okay.
Just stay back. All right. What's cool?
The governor's not going to be happy.
The governor.
I'll tell you why.
Governor Baker? Not,
yeah, that one.
He's not going to be happy.
No.
Uh-oh. If he's not happy, you're not happy.
And when Charlie's not happy, I'm very upset.
Oh, jeez. Charlie's glad to hear that. All right, Brian.
My heart, Charlie.
Is my steak done yet? I will tell you how to grill the perfect steak.
All right. LBF, I'm going to let you choose mine again today.
Okay.
Because I have too much stuff. It's too cool. I'll give you the choice. Of learning how a new study finds that light drinking is good for you.
Okay.
Or would you like to know the kinkiest names for men and women?
Kinky.
You're going with kinky?
Yeah, I know that it's good for you not to drink too much. But no. Who wants that advice?
No, it's actually good for you to drink.
Oh, just a little.
Light.
Tell
yeah.
me, yeah.
You
tell
want the names.
Yeah, I want okay. the names.
All right, we'll name
names. Names and names, Bob.
Kinky names. We'll tell you why.
Boy.
All right, LBF.
And speaking of kink,
mm-hmm.
the governor
what?
of Massachusetts.
What? Fun does, word association.
Is not going to be happy.
I could only watch a few episodes of Ozark before I decided if I kept watching it, I was going to have to jump off the roof of my house. Which would be bad for my mental health, yeah.
Yeah.
So the governor does not like Ozark. He was talking about what he was doing during the pandemic, in March, sort of biding his time. People love Ozark, and the good news is that they're going to have one final season of Ozark. Season four awesome. Will be the last, but it will have more episodes than the previous three seasons. The final installment will have 14 episodes in two parts with 7 episodes each. That's kind of annoying.
Split season, yeah.
It's not yet known when season four will premiere. The show has picked up 14 Emmy nominations and 2 wins.
You guys watch Ozark?
I started to watch it, and it got real dark. And also,
it's so dark.
Did you jump off the roof?
No, but I would have jumped with him.
If Charlie Baker jumps off a roof,
I'm jumping right with him. It's like if you go, if you jump, I jump, Charlie.
You go, I go. Okay. Brian likes it, though.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Oh, give me a moment. All right, go ahead.
All right. You know, this is a very popular grilling weekend coming up, and the National Cattlemen's Association did a survey to see how people are cooking their steaks.
Okay.
I find this very disturbing, but the most popular way to grill a steak is well done.
Oh. Well, just because it's popular doesn't mean it's right.
That's right.
That's not well done.
Yeah.
Firm, but with a little give. Yep, these are medium rare.
What if somebody wants theirs well done?
We ask them politely yet firmly to leave.
Yes.
That's right. So second place was medium well. Medium was the third place choice. Yeah. Now, here's a quick way to know how your steak is done on the grill without a meat thermometer, right? You take your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know the meaty part under the thumb?
Yes.
When your hand is just loose, okay? You feel that meaty part?
Yeah.
That is just rare beef right there.
Rare beef.
Now, if you
press it in.
That's right.
You press the beef.
Put your pinky to your thumb.
Pinky to your thumb.
Right? And then feel under the...
it's a little
take
tighter.
Take your other hand. Right.
What's that?
That is well done right
there.
That's
well done, Brian.
Yeah, well done. Mm-hmm. Ring finger to your thumb. That's medium.
Ring finger to your thumb.
Ring finger
to your
thumb.
Yeah, you still get a little play.
Everybody is touching this little right. pad on
all
right
now.
Yeah.
And then index finger to your thumb. That would be rare.
Oh, that's rare.
Okay, so...
That is really
That's
cool.
That's a quick little way you can just kind of...
Look at that.
I mean, granted, you have to poke all the steaks on the grill, but hey, you know, what are you going to do?
Have
wash your hands
do
afterwards.
Or just leave it on for well done.
Yeah. So
there you have it. Good. Fun barbecue tips. All right. LBF, I gave you the quick pick on this, and you chose to hear about the kinkiest names. A new study found that men and women's names, based on how frequently... people with those names bought deviant adult products.
Deviant, how judgy. I'm not going to kink shame you.
Okay, I will. Here you go.
Okay.
For the ladies, the 10 kinkiest names are Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
Liz.
Wow. Oh, now.
Rabbit. Liz.
Liz! One of my good friends is Liz.
There you are.
I'm asking her questions.
Then there's Hannah.
Hannah, of course.
Sarah.
Uh-huh.
Alicia. Mm-hmm. Lily. Lisa. Louise.
Louise. Who knew?
Right?
My grandfather's wife was Louise.
Well.
Okay.
Sophia and Karen.
Karen. Yeah, well, you know.
About Karen.
She's,
all right.
She's wound up
like,
tight.
Would you like to hear the men?
Yes, Charlie.
Oh, God.
Stay tuned. Mike.
Okay.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Scott.
Jeez.
Joe.
Of course.
David. Brandon.
Brandon.
Brandon. Sam.
Sam.
Isn't that your favorite bartender?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Fred.
Fred.
We know a
Dave
Fred,
had a
don't
best
we?
Friend, Fred.
We know a Fred down the hall.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Can't
ooh
touch him. You cannot. Jordan.
Jordan.
And finally, Charlie.
Oh,
your boy,
no.
Charlie. Kinky wow names because they shop a lot at the store.
The Deviant store.
That's it.
Hey, babe, I'm going to the Deviant wow store. What do you want me to pick up?
That's amazing.
Nothing, Charlie.
Amazing.
Good, Charlie. You were young. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LDF, and Brian. Hey, a high of 72 today, but guess what? More thunderstorms are possible. Here we are all June waiting for rain, and now?
Now everyone's taking their vacation, and it's like, hey, guess what it's going to do?
Yeah,
rain. Get out of the pool, kids.
Oh, my God. All right, 64 tonight. Tomorrow, sun and 84. There you go.
Yeah.
Friday, occasional showers in 74. Would you like to hear the 4th of July?
Okay.
Independence Day. Partly cloudy. 71 right now. Not so much a that's pool day, but could be dry. So that's good.
Okay. So I have some things that you can look forward to in July because let's be honest,
oh,
everybody. The first half of 2020 was for the birds.
Ugh.
But let's be positive.
Okay. You put a shine on it, LB.
Right, I'm going to shine this up.
There we go. Put a shine on that
yeah
apple.
Got my shine box here. Here
all
we
right
go. All right. Basketball and baseball are set to return.
Okay. Yep, that's good.
So that's exciting for a lot of people.
How's basketball doing it, Brian? Do you know?
Well, they're all going down to Orlando.
Oh, okay.
The bubble city.
Oh,
they
yeah
are all going to be locked in to play.
Hotel, okay.
We'll see. The Red Sox should start Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
At Fenway.
That's
great. That's kind of neat.
Thank God.
Okay. Two. Mm. Unsolved Mysteries is going to be on Netflix starting
yeah
today.
Oh. Without
that's
Robert Stack, though. But
yeah,
that's
but
all
that's
right
okay. That's going to be good. Mm. Also, Hamilton on Disney Plus.
Oh,
that's
great.
Really exciting.
Have you ever seen it, Brian?
Yeah.
I know LBF.
Oh, I can't wait.
I've never seen it.
And they've taken two bad words out so the kids can watch.
All right,
right
good. All right, watch that.
That's important.
All right, number
also
four.
Also, well, I'm going to do four and five all together.
Okay.
There are a lot of good days in July.
Yeah.
Next Monday is National Fried Chicken Day.
Ooh.
French Fry Day is July 3rd. Mm. Mac and Cheese Day is July 14th.
Mm.
National Ice Cream Day is the 19th. Mm. National Hot Dog Day is the 23rd.
All right.
And my favorite.
There it is.
National Tequila Day is on the 24th.
Is
I can't
right
wait.
That's pretty good.
Every day is National Tequila
see
Day
you
for
in,
me.
In August, I guess.
Yeah. See?
I don't think we will.
So here's the deal. Jeez. I know it's been tough, but there are some fun things to
yeah
look
good
forward.
You yeah did a good job
hey
at LBF.
Yeah. They're still doing the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on July 4th.
Oh, they
without
are?
Without an audience.
Oh.
That's right.
Brian, you were saying earlier that you know folks who celebrated New Year's last night. Because
yeah
they were just
some people
trying
to
redo 2020.
Restart this year because it's been horrible.
All right. Hope for the best.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.